was meditating, I would find myself obsessing about various little phrases, and these phrases would combine in my head almost automatically once I had gotten used to them. So I decided to start writing a series of pieces which will eventually be written for all the orchestral instruments. There are five of them so far, and I'm just working on a sixth one. The idea of these pieces called mantras is that they can be played either as solos or duets or with any other piece named mantra that I have written. I just found out the other day that Karlheinz Stockhausen wrote something called mantra also, which if you know it, you should wipe it from your mind, because this piece is nothing like that.
Can you play your pieces?
What's that?
You play one of your pieces?
You cannot. You could perform, I suppose, one of these with Stockhausen's mantra, but he wouldn't like it. We have a mime here, Jane Adler, who has been inspired by these pieces to create her own mantra for a movement. And what the idea is basically a single phrase which is built up and then altered logically first, and then once one finishes with the logical orderings, one can skip around, much as the mind does, let's say, if it's in a relaxed state, to various portions of this order and partake of various things and get obsessed. And tonight we're going to do it, the mime I wrote for flute and the mime, voila, the mime I wrote for voice. What I'm saying...
Wore my nice shoes to praise the uni, wore my nice shoes to Nice shoes, toop, 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 toop.